This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today we're at the Pennsylvania Farm Show at the Maternity Ward, also known as the Calving Corner. We're with Miriam Miller, who is the director here. Miriam, welcome. This is a great place, isn't it?
Yes, it's a wonderful place. It's one of my favorite places every year.
So tell us what's going to happen at the Calving Corner.
So at the Calving Corner, we work with four different family-owned dairy farms to bring in four cows every 2 days for those cows to give birth in front of a live audience.
Why do dairy farmers, who are very busy people aside from this, why do they make the time and effort and invest that to bring their cows here?
Well, dairy farmers know that the birth of a new calf is also the start of life, it's the start of milk production, and it's a really special thing on our family farms. And so by bringing that here, we're giving an opportunity for all of the farm show visitors to see that miracle of life and have the chance to get any questions they have answered about how dairy farmers take care of their cows and their calves and their land.
You've done this now for 7 years, so think about the Calving Corner. What's special for you?
So what's special for me is just making that connection between people who didn't grow up on a dairy farm, whose parents or grandparents didn't grow up on the dairy farm, and for the first time getting to see that miracle of life. It's making a connection that maybe people hadn't thought about before. They hadn't thought about where their milk came from or where their cheese came from. And now they see people and faces and cows even and say, oh, they make that connection that this is where my food came from and this is who's taking care of it.
And it is interactive too. You have something called Moo You.
Yeah, so we have Moo You, which is every day, the first about 6 hours or so, we have an educator, whether it be a teacher or an educator with an local science organization or veterinarian, come in and put on have an activity for people to do hands-on, kids of all ages. We have veterinarians doing some really cool things with bones. We have the science of milk, butter making, what's inside a seed. So we cover all spectrums of agriculture and dairy farming and give people a chance to learn something else at the Calving Corner.
That's very special. And also, it's easy to see. You can see it up on the screens here. You do project it.
Yes, so we project our births live. We have two 12-foot by 8-foot screens that we hang above the pen, so there's not a bad seat in the house. And if you're not able to come to the Pennsylvania Farm Show, you can check out the Calving Corner YouTube channel, and you can watch our live birth there.
Who really originated the Calving Corner here at the Pennsylvania Farm Show?
So I started after the seed had already been planted, and so I was working with the Department of Agriculture, the Professional Dairy Managers of Pennsylvania organization, as well as Center for Dairy Excellence and the Pennsylvania Dairymen's Association.
To that end, those people want to have it here, and people can come and witness this. There are comfortable stands. You have an army of volunteers and staff here that are ready to answer questions.
We do. We have a staff of about 10 people that help take care of the cows every day and also are here to answer questions that people have. And we have a volunteer list of about 140 slots are taken so far.
Wow. 140 slots. That's amazing. And you do have great volunteers here. So did you also confer with other birthing centers around the country? Because it's kind of popular now to have it.
It is popular. The one we probably talked with most was actually at the New York State Fair. The person who was organizing that one at the time that we were planning had put it on for a couple years themselves and started from scratch. And fortunately, they were happy to share what they knew and what they had learned. And so we built upon that.
Yes, Jessica Zim also brought that to her own county fair where they have the big push there. So it is a popular thing. It's great to be here. And what are the kind of the hours that this will be open?
So Calving Corner is open the same time as the Pennsylvania Farm Show. So it's 8 to 9 most days, 8 to 8 on Sunday, and 8 to 5 on last Saturday.
And you have great sponsorship too.
We do. We have a wonderful sponsorship. We have everything from Farm Credit and Land O'Lakes and Allied Milk Producers. American Dairy Association Northeast puts together amazing farm videos for us. So there's lots of support from local banks the whole way up.
Miriam Miller with the Calving Corner at Pennsylvania Farm Show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.